That's it. I was trying to make him better. I mean, it's a team. He's part of the team, and every part of that is just teaching him. It's all about lessons.
Did it kind of feel like practice kind of went up a notch today?
I mean, today we just decided to set that tone early on. I mean, even through walkthrough, we got a little rowdy with the defensive line going through bags. So, you know, it's just one of those days they should have had their mind right. And if they didn't have their mind right, they got their mind right. I think that's what it has to be every day. We have to bring that type of intensity to work every day. That was a good day today, and I think we can definitely build upon that.
Did you decide to do that before practice? Was that a concerted effort?
It was. I mean, we woke up, we came to work, and we put a helmet and pads on every day. And today we just emphasized setting the tone. I mean, some days you work on different aspects of the game, but today was just about being more physical than we have been. I mean, every day that's what you have to do. I mean, it can't just be a gradual incline or it can't be a decline in any sort of way. You just have to keep advancing toward your goals. And our goal is Super Bowl, of course.
Do you think you have to be a little nasty to play
here? I mean, you call it nasty, I call it enjoying my work. I love what I do.
Yeah, who sets that tone? Is it the coaching staff? Is it you guys?
It has to start with us. I mean, it's one thing for a coach to say we have to be nasty, but it's another thing for the players to come in and say you're going to set the tone today.
At the same time, when you're off the field, I mean, if you're out with a group of kids, you know, you post selfies with them, and you know, you're usually pretty outgoing. Can you talk about just leaving that side of your personality and switching on the other end?
That doesn't leave. I mean, the way I play with kids is I mean, how much passion I show just playing football with kids and, you know, just going to boys and girls or going to an elementary, talking to kids. I mean, you just bring that passion anywhere you go. So I step onto the field, I bring that same passion, and now it's just targeted towards the linemen because I can't touch Drew.
You're pretty open about how badly you want the Super Bowl ring this year. The last three seasons, the way that they've ended, can you put into words how difficult it's been for you to have to see you fall short your first three seasons?
Rookie year, I've never been that close. Second year was a disappointment. Third year, we got close again. And I think that this fourth year, I mean, I know exactly what it takes to get into playoffs. I know exactly what it's going to take for our defense to be stifling. And I think with that knowledge, I can put that forth going into the season. I mean, we can't have any breakdowns. We have to be a full, mean machine.
Why do you verbalize those thoughts about championships as opposed to...
I've always wanted it. I've always wanted it. That's what you come here to do. You don't come into work and be like, I just want to be mediocre. I mean, some establishments are like that.
To think it and say it are different. A lot of people like to under-promise and over-deliver.
Right now, I mean, I'd like to under-deliver on my D-line. I mean, I can't say enough about them in terms of what I think they're going to do, but honestly, I'm going to let them show their work this year. I'm thinking as far as the team goes, I haven't seen a more promising team since I've been here, so I just got nothing but great things to say about the team. So I think that this fourth year upcoming that I need it. It's more personal than anything, and I believe with our team we have the ability to do it.
You had such a big year last year, but at the same time, knowing what it takes, I guess, to get to the next level, did you at all change your approach coming into the season?
This season worked out harder, more. And again, it's all about bringing that intensity to practice every day. I think today was a good day, and I think we need better days.
How do you hope that this is a long-term arrangement with this place? And how much of you enjoy
it? I don't know. I believe in the foundation and the organization and what they choose to do, so I stand beside whatever they decide to do for the upcoming years.
What do you like it here?
I stand firm in what I just said.
How do you work out harder?
I mean, you know, off season, you usually get one workout in a day, maybe a second. I'm talking about this off season. I was in there in the morning, pool workout in the afternoon, and then getting it in the afternoon. I'm talking about I just worked out more. I just feel it more. I want it more.
Did you do new things?
A couple new things.
Was there a reasoning behind that?
It's just personal right now. I mean, it's one thing to have a good year like I did last year, but I have to be better this year. Everything that I do has to be better. Everything that the team does has to be better because clearly it wasn't good enough to get to the Super Bowl, and that's what our goal is.
Do you feel like it's paying off now? Or?
I feel like it's too early to say. It's only camp. When we get in the season, we get down the stretch of things. If we can get to the playoffs, we can get a good run at the playoffs, and we get to where we need to be. That's where we will be.
What about the overall sense of the work you guys have done? I don't know if it's the weather has helped or anything, but it kind of does look like those practices have been crisp and you've been getting a lot of good work.
It's not 110 degrees outside and it's not 100% humidity. It's a little easier on the body. That being said, maybe you know, you sort of need that hardship as well just to get through. You sort of depend on that because, you know, nobody else has that heat and humidity like we do down south.
Do you think this is the best group of young players that you guys have had here since you
left? Certainly that I've had. I mean, the D-line, I keep throwing back the D-line. I think it's phenomenal. The amount of talent we have on the young guys and even some of the new rookies that popped up. But again, it's only the first week of camp. We've only been in pads for a couple of days. And I think that with the new additions on the DBs and definitely the way the linebackers have been playing, they're starting to show a little fervor for the game. So it's going to be real nice in the next week or two.
You got rolled up on a play and had to step off for a second. What happened on that?
It's a lot of contact out there. It's what we do. Football is a contact sport game. Some things happen. Some guys fell. There was a mob, and the mob landed on my ankle. So I had to check things out, make sure everything's all right, and we're good, and came back and finished the practice, and everything's good. So I'm looking forward to the next couple of days of getting better.